He couldn't feel his feet or his legs. With a grunt of agony, he lifted his head slightly, trying to get a look at his feet. He couldn't see them, but he could see the rope. The thick rope led up to a group of pulleys dangling from the apex of a wooden frame, and every bit of it was the color of blood.
"Hanging by my feet, like a hog in a slaughterhouse. Blood pooling in my hands, my brain, my eyes. That's why everything's red," he mumbled aloud.
"Jerry,"
the voice was soft, barely a whisper.
"Jerry, are you awake? Are you all right?"
Elaine, he croaked. "Is that you?"
She took a step toward him. The brazier light illuminated one side of her face. The other was cast in shadow. The half he could see was pretty, the face he'd seen in the moonlight. For a moment, Jerry thought he saw that dazzling smile again, but it vanished. Another step forward, and the other side of her face was revealed in the firelight. On that half of the face, the flesh sagged as if paralyzed, the eyelid drooping over malevolent gaze, the lips hanging loose and lifeless. Jerry wondered how he'd ever mistaken this creature for the pretty girl he'd run into.
"Elaine's not here," the woman said, shaking her head and glaring at Jerry with disgust and loathing. "You couldn't just pass her by. You couldn't just leave her alone."
Jerry shook his head.
I didn't do anything." "You followed her," the woman said with exaggerated enunciation, the paralyzed side of her mouth unmoving. Drool spilled from her sagging lip. "You spoke with her. You were going to hurt her. You all desire to hurt her."
"No."
Jerry tried to twist, to shy away from the figure advancing toward him.
"We just talked. I didn't touch her. I just wanted to help."
The woman halted. She held up a knife. The blade was long and thick, gleaming a wicked red in the brazier light.
"I didn't touch her. I swear."
The woman's shoulders sagged, and she nodded once.
"I believe you, warrior."
Relief surged through Jerry, shaking him so violently he thought he might wet himself.
Thank you. I didn't hurt her. I didn't." "If I cut you down," the woman said, "if I let you go, you must leave this place at once. Never return. Never speak of it. Never speak of Elaine again."
"Yes,"
Jerry wept, tears streaming down his forehead.
"Yes, just let me go. I won't tell a soul."
The woman stepped closer, raising the knife. Then she froze, turning her head as if listening.
"It's too late,"
said a different voice, ancient and cruel, the rustling of spiders on grave clothes.
"He is strong, but he weeps like a babe," the woman protested. "Surely he is not suitable." "They all weep at this stage of the ritual," said the cold voice. "Even the bravest of warriors, when they cannot resist, when they cannot fight back, they cry out for their mothers, for the arms that carried them, for the breasts that nourished them, for the lips that sang them to sleep. They cry out, but their mothers never come. Yet, there is courage in his blood. It will make the house strong. It will keep the invaders out."
The woman nodded.
"As you say."
She looked down at Jerry, and for a moment, her good eye softened, the other as expressionless as the eye of a corpse.
"Goodbye, brave warrior."